your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit Monday morning. It is November the 11th of 2019.
11-11.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. What about yourself?
Well, had a weekend.
Yeah?
It was kind of a stressful weekend.
Really?
I guess that's life, though.
It is.
So, anyway, I know you got to travel this weekend.
Yeah, mine wasn't stressful, but we worked. So it was a work weekend, but we got to see lots of martial arts family, so it was worth it.
Oh, yeah, we saw that all over your Instagram.
Yeah.
All over it.
It was. Yeah, just for you.
Well, the good thing was we saw every moment of it, so
no,
we didn't even have to.
You definitely didn't see every moment.
We didn't even have to go.
It was just my kids. So. It was just our kids.
You can follow Kelly on her Instagram if you would like.
Kelly on KFIN.
Mine is Brandon on KFIN. Happy Veterans Day today.
Yeah.
So we'll honor the veterans who have gone out and gone out of their way to defend our country. And we'll do that throughout the morning here today. So we'll also recap last night's People's Choice Awards. Mm-hmm. That was a big deal. Christmas time has finally hit at my house.
Which, I saw that.
I was really excited about that. We'll get into that as we go throughout the show this morning as well.
Let's throw one back on This Day in Country Music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the year was 1995, and David Lee Murphy had the number one song in country music.
There might be a little dust on the bottle, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottle.
It's a country staple.
It's one of those things that gets sweeter with time.
I mean, you can go to modern-day country shows or pop shows. Typically, this song plays beforehand.
Yeah.
And everyone knows the words. It's David Lee Murphy.
I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight.
Here we go!
There might be a little dust on the bottle, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottle, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time.
David Lee Murphy, Dust on the Bottle, number one on this day in 1995.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So watching the People's Choice Awards last night, we got to see the big entrance of Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani.
How was it?
They're cute together.
Yeah, they are cute.
Why does that couple work?
I like watching them on The Voice.
If you would have told me 5 years ago that Blake Shelton was going to make a good couple with Gwen Stefani.
No way.
I'd be like, there's no way that's even humanly possible.
I know.
But somehow they're cute together. Guys all impressed that Gwen Stefani is in her 50s. And she looks like that.
Right. She must be a vampire.
He's like, Dad, has she had all kinds of surgery or something? Because that's what my wife would say.
He's probably heard her say
but
that.
But you know, well, that's not her real hair.
Well, there's a lot of work that goes into what they do, but she's a beautiful woman.
Can you imagine me trying to get ready to go on a red carpet?
Nope. You would spontaneously combust.
Because you're watching, like I was watching on E! The red carpet show, right? And they show how the celebrity stands there and they're taking pictures of every single angle. And there's no way the celebrity ever gets to approve the photos.
There's none.
I would spontaneously combust.
If I was your wife, I'd make you go on vacation where you couldn't get any magazines or social media for like a month.
That'd be
after
terrible.
Like a red carpet event.
Yeah. A little bit of back fat there. I'd be done.
Oh, no.
Because there's those people who are kind of mean.
Yeah, I know.
You know, best and worst dressed and all that kind of stuff.
I know.
Did you watch any of it last night?
I did not. I've seen some of the highlights and stuff.
Yeah.
I was busy click listing last night. That's what
I
did.
Yeah, that was ridiculous too.
Why?
Because it was so late.
No, but it's so easy because you click list and then after work I can pick it up and it's so easy. I don't have to go in.
Did you make them do the work last night and you're going to pick it up today?
Yes.
What do? Tell them what time you're going to do it?
Yeah, you can go in and you can pick your, like there's time slots and you can pick your time slot.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Okay, so you thought I was crazy.
Well, I could see them like having to put your meat in a deal and then it's just sitting out for
but
hours.
But I like to do
hours.
That like every Sunday night and I can kind of plan for my week and then I can just pick it up and it saves a lot of time.
Yeah, because last night I get a text. What time was it? 8 or 9 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
How do you make your chili?
I wanted to know if you made yours different than mine, and I wanted to know what you did because I was getting ingredients.
Yeah.
And if I needed any, and I did. I got, you put sausage in yours, and I've never done that.
A little bit of sausage.
So
yeah.
I did get some sausage. So there you go.
Did you get the same mix I told you to get?
I haven't.
Two alarm?
I was confused with that. I didn't know if I had to go somewhere else to get that.
Oh, that mix is good.
Okay, well, I have to get that, but
to me,
I didn't
like
get it.
It's key to the chili.
Okay.
Because it has the right mixture of the ingredients as opposed to you having to guessing by putting, you know, chili powder in there and stuff like that.
All right, well, yeah, I look forward to that.
Kelly's blowing me up. That tells you we're getting old, too, when we're trading recipes.
Yes. What'd you put on your click list?
Do you remember back in the day when we were kids? I don't know if your grandparents had this, but mine did. All these big recipe books.
Yeah, I still have some of them.
Because before we could
ever used them, but.
Right, before we could go online and just get whatever recipe, and, hey, right. I want easy whatever, you know.
You
back
go to
then,
your folder.
Yeah, or you had to go to the big book, and you'd buy these big hardback books.
Recipes.
Recipe books.
Yeah.
And Nana would have, you know, she had some from school, because back when I was in school, maybe your school did this too, they would do like, here's what the mothers recommend for recipes. They'd have like a recipe book for the fifth grade.
Right, mm-hmm.
Do they do that now?
I think so. Some places do. Probably not as much, because if you're a parent like me, you don't do a lot of cooking.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't have much to put in the to offer the children.
Popeye's chicken sandwich with Cajun rice on
Kraft
Monday.
Kraft mac and cheese.
I made homemade mac and cheese over the weekend.
Yum.
Dude,
you also made gumbo.
Gumbo.
We're just going to start coming to your house for supper.
Well, because it's like it got cold, and all of a sudden you start making fattening foods.
Yeah.
Hey, gumbo. Give me gumbo. I got gumbo. I'm going to do taco soup.
I got stuff for that, too.
And also, I got stuff to make pinto beans and cornbread. And I got a bacon ham hock I'm going to throw in there to really season it up right.
Wow.
So I get there. I'm all excited to do the beans when I get home, right? I got all the stuff I needed. And I didn't even have a list. I was just walking through based on memory.
Oh.
The one thing I didn't get for the pinto beans... The freaking beans.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Got your gossip
on Miley Cyrus. So she was hospitalized for a tonsil issue last month. And while she was there, she also found out that there was another issue with her vocal cords, which is extremely scary as a singer.
Oh, yeah.
So she had had it for a lot of, or several years and had no idea. She found out she was going to have surgery before the end of the year, and that recovery process would include several weeks of silence. Like,
oh, wow.
She won't be able to talk at all. So now she's healing. She has undergone the surgery, and she is going to put her recording and performing on hold for a while.
I'm gonna text my doctor.
Oh, you're texting your doctor?
Yeah.
Do you need vocal cord surgery?
I was going to see if he could work on yours.
Oh, my God. Shots fired at 6:35.
Gotcha gossip on last night's People's Choice Awards. It was a big show. A bunch of big stars. We watched the entire thing, the red carpet all the way. Mm-hmm. Through the award show, the Kardashians were there. Did you see their outfits?
I didn't, Brandon, but tell me about them.
Well, Courtney wore a jacket and not much else.
Gotcha.
Kim wore a real tight outfit.
Uh-huh.
All this is stuff you would imagine, right?
Right.
But then there was some class on the show as well, because Jennifer Aniston was given a special award, an icon award.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, essentially, when you think of Jennifer Aniston, you think, oh, she's the girl next door. She's the people's icon.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler was up there. He did the induction speech. He was really sweet. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize they were friends.
Yeah.
Like, somehow them being friends was like, what?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston? But anyway, Jennifer Aniston went on to thank a lot of people, including our favorite friends. Here's Jennifer Aniston from last night.
When I first heard that I had won this icon award, first thing I thought was, have I been around this long? It turns out I have. But if I have any claim to this word icon, it's only because I was able to be on an iconic show with an iconic cast and an iconic haircut. Thank you for being on this journey with me. I love you guys. So thank you for sticking by me.
She's just perfect.
I know. It was a really sweet speech. You can watch the entire thing. It's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Gotcha gossip on Pink. So she was at the People's Choice Awards last night, and she received the People's Champion Award for her activism, and she used her speech time to basically urge the rest of us to get involved. Here's what she said.
I am a derelict from Doylestown, and I have managed to change a little part in my little world. There is so much to be done. I don't care about your politics. I care about your kids. I care about decency and humanity and kindness. Kindness today is an act of rebellion. There are people that don't have what you have. Help them get it. There is a planet that needs help. It feels good to help. It feels powerful to help. Stop fighting each other and help each other.
We have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
There's a 38-year-old guy named David who lives in Oklahoma City. He and a friend were busted on Tuesday trying to steal an ATV from someone's house.
Okay.
Well, David was wearing a shirt that said, quote, "Ain't nothing illegal till you get caught."
Oh, no.
Well, since he did get caught, he was arrested. And when the police searched his property, they found he'd stolen a lot more stuff, too, which, based on his shirt, was now officially illegal since he'd been caught.
Oh, no.
He was charged with 6 counts of possession of stolen property, engaging in a pattern of criminal behavior, and more. But it turned out the guy he was stealing the ATV from was a fugitive from Texas.
Oh, no.
So he was also faced with a lot of charges. But speaking of ATVs, what do you get from riding ATVs in the Arctic too long?
Ooh, I have no idea. What do you get?
Polaroids.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's
That's
even
awful.
More proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Everybody's freaking out about the weather.
No.
Like, my mother is so concerned about it.
Is she going to go get milk and bread and eggs?
Yeah, she'll get on her bicycle and pedal on up there.
Brandon.
She has a basket up front. Typically, E.T. rides in the front, but not this time.
What? Or Kai, your son.
Yeah, he could do that.
With a red hoodie on.
He's lucky his name's not Elliot, as much as I was a fan
Elliot.
Of E.T. So, anyway, today is also Veterans Day. We support and honor the veterans who have defended our country. We thank you for the service that you have provided.
And I'm proud to be an American. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
It's Veterans Day, 2019. We thank you for your service.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Monday morning, it's Veterans Day. We honor and we thank the veterans who have paved the way for our country. Those of you who have sacrificed, have displayed great bravery, we appreciate all of you this morning, and today is a day we get to honor the people who have done that. So thank you for your service today. Also, as we look at Monday, a lot of people are talking about the weather because tonight there is that chance of a wintry mix of precipitation. Now, the main thing at this point is that we think maybe there's going to be a dusting.
Right.
So for those of you who are in school, on your way to school this morning, don't go to school thinking, oh my gosh, I can't wait until tomorrow. We'll be out of school. Because that's more than likely not going to be the case.
We don't want to be the bearers of bad news, but we want you to be prepared. I know how my kids are.
Yeah. Because, I mean, back in the day, before we had as much information, you would wake up and you'd run to the window to see if school was going to be out.
And if nothing was there, it was the worst feeling possible.
Oh, terrible. So don't go to school today thinking you're out tomorrow, because more than likely that's not going to be happening. We talked last week about my wife. She had this idea that she wanted to put up the Christmas tree. And I told you I was surprised it wasn't up like Halloween night. Because she's one of those people that goes Halloween, Christmas, and yeah, there's a big meal for Thanksgiving somewhere in between.
Well, I had talked to her at some point, and I was actually pretty surprised that she hasn't done it yet either. But after looking at Instagram last night, it's beginning to look a lot.
That's 100% what it looks like in my house. And like, the tree's pretty. And I went in there and I walked through the living room today, and she did a tree a little bit different than she has.
I love how y'all sprayed it. And Kai got to help too, didn't he?
Yeah.
How did that go?
I guess it was fine.
Did you find spray everywhere but the tree?
Oh, she bought 10 cans of it.
Wow.
Because I thought she bought 2 cans.
Yeah.
How many cans of that spray did you buy? I bought 10. I mean, every branch.
I want to get some for my tree now. It looks good.
Well, because the last couple of years, if you remember what our trees have looked like, she's done the real colorful ribbons through the tree and all that stuff. Well, this time it's much more subdued.
Yeah, just very simplistic.
Which I like it.
I do too.
Because we've gone so far the other direction the last number of years that it looks really pretty. And I will admit that this morning as I was sitting at the table and I was having my breakfast, I look over there and I'm like, okay, that's kind of pretty.
I'm going to make sure she listens to this podcast, because that's something that you wouldn't say to her face.
Now, the one thing that's terrible, the one thing that I wasn't prepared for is as she was doing the tree, I'm thinking, you know, we could have played K Fine and been just fine. Nope.
Have yourself.
She started it.
A merry little Christmas.
Christmas music already in the house.
Well, the weather's going to make
your
it
heart be.
So my mom comes in. She's all excited about it, too. Oh, next, I love Christmas music.
Of a Christmas.
So she says, I love Christmas music, don't you? And Leslie says, no, he hates it.
Keep playing it.
Which I kind of do. So I am now known in our house as Scrooge.
That's a great name for you.
I am the Scrooge of the household.
Ebenezer.
Because I don't want Christmas music just yet.
Well, so you like it. You just think it's a little early.
I like a few. Like this one. I'm cool with this one.
Over
on
and
loop.
Over.
I'm not really Scrooge. Stop accusing me of that.
Kai is Tiny Tim.
What's Leslie then?
I don't remember.
Now think of something insulting for her. Go ahead.
Tiny Tim isn't insulting.
It's not?
He's a kid that loves Christmas. Or Thanksgiving or something.
I'm thinking of the guy with the ukulele.
No.
Different
the
Tiny Tim.
The kid from Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, it's different?
Yes.
I didn't know.
It's time to scream and shout.
Scream and shout.
And everybody's playing, because school's out celebrating the special time.
So, tis the season at my house already. We're not alone, though, because last week we mentioned some people had them up last Monday.
Tons of pictures were posted. It was already happening.
It's so crazy. Christmas time is here. It's going to feel like Christmas overnight tonight.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You okay?
I'm not sure if I'm going to survive that one. And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Monday, November the 11th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Justin McFarlane of Jonesboro. Erica Happy Collins from Jonesboro celebrates today. VJ Roberts Happy going to Annie Camp. Happy birthday, Shannon Crawford from Wynn. Adam Kane of Jonesboro. Lindsay Carruth from Hoxie has a birthday. Mackenzie Forkham of Walnut Ridge is turning 9, a third grader. This is Mommy, Daddy, Travis, and Sissy. Love you, bud. Morgan Sparks of Steele, Missouri, 3 years old today. Love from Aunt Misty, Uncle Ben, Landon and Thomas. Julie Francis of Jonesboro celebrates. Cotton Berry from Kaiser turned 7. Love from Gracie and Faith. Tyler Barnes is 11 years old today. And Brenda Parrish from Piggott celebrates today as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Corinne Olympios is 27. That was the bad girl from the 21st season of The Bachelor.
Ooh, she was the one who got in trouble on the show, too.
Yes, she was.
Did they kick her off or tried to kick her off at one point?
At one point, yeah, I think so.
Anyway, happy birthday, Corinne.
Vinny from Jersey Shore is 32 years old today. Calista Flockhart is 55. She played Allie McBeal, and she's married to, I think, Harrison Ford.
Yep, that's right.
Demi Moore is 57 today.
She has a lot of great things to say about Ashton Kutcher in her new book.
She does.
No, she doesn't.
I've read it.
Have you read
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very juicy.
Is it brutal?
It's not brutal. I mean, she says a lot of really nice things about him, too. But
oh,
it's,
she does.
It's a tell-all book.
Because the stuff I read was all kind of like, oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of bad stuff.
Yeah.
And really, she's had kind of a tough life anyway.
Yes, she has.
So Demi Moore, 57 years old today.
And Leonardo DiCaprio is 45 today.
I love you, Rose.
Why did you do this one?
You must. Well, you would have tried to play Wolf of Wall Street. There's no bits for that, right?
Oh, there's some bits. I'm not allowed to watch it, though.
Oh.
But David printed out screenshots.
Open the door and you hear in my heart and my heart will go on and on.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls. Wearing this.
All right.
Wearing only this.
One time and last for a lifetime and never let go till we're gone.
Leonardo DiCaprio, 45
love
today.
Was when I, loved
I think
you.
We've had enough of this song.
Yes.
Don't you think? All right.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Leo.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Positive minds lead to positive lives. It's time for your morning motivation on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So every Monday morning, we talk to Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate for your Monday morning motivation. That fresh look at life, a new perspective. We can always start over just like that on a Monday morning. And Eric, here we sit on Veterans Day, and you had something really special that you were able to go and be a part of this past weekend.
Some programs, put some videos together, had the band playing. And that was just an awesome event. And, you know, just to see from, we were honored to sit at the table that a gentleman was, of course, a vet, 99 years old.
Wow, that's cool.
You know, and he was there. So just to hear some of his stories and what's going on. And, I mean, if that wasn't motivation enough to go, holy cow, you know, we take it for granted each and every single day that we live in a country that we have freedom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know. that I've got some numbers here because I really wanted to know what these were. I've never went back and just studied the war. I've never been just a big history buff.
Right.
But, you know, out of like 1.1 million soldiers have given their lives for us.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that many either.
Yeah. So when you think about it, because we hear it on the news all the time, and of course, thank goodness, the interactions that we're having now, although, yes, it is negative. There's just not as much as thank goodness it used to be. But yet, just to recognize and realize that 1.1 million soldiers have given their life. There's 18.2 active military, military veterans still alive today. So, you know, there's a good chance you're bumping into them every single day. You're seeing them each and every single day. And there's no telling the stories they went through. A lot of them don't even talk about it, you know, because of the gruesomeness and everything else. But again, just to open our eyes and go, wow, we're blessed, we're fortunate. Man, I don't feel like jumping out of bed. I don't feel like going in today. I don't feel like, well, you know, at least we're not laying in the middle of a jungle,
yeah,
you know, getting shot at, getting chemicals thrown at us, you know, eating our meals out of a plastic bag, if we even have any. You know, wearing the same boots for the last 30 days without a bath, you know, you can really paint a picture. It can get pretty rough pretty quick.
Now, so, think about the people who go away and they're gone from their family and their children for 6 months or 3 years.
The mental battle. It's not always just a physical, you know, but it's the mental battle that, yeah, hey, you're gone, and where are you going? I don't know. How long are you going to be there? That's a big question mark as well. What are you going to encounter? I mean, so, you know, although our intelligence is so amazing today and so much of it that we do is with technology, there's still a human life, there's still a human being that's involved in that each and every single day, keeping us safe so we can get up and go to the job, the task, you know, whatever it may be this morning. So as you think about that and consider that, just go, hey, thank goodness I do have somewhere to go today. You know, instead of dreading it and going, gosh, I hate to have to go in this morning and do what I've got to do. Right. Let me, it's a whole lot better than a lot of other people have going on.
There you go. Mm-hmm. A little bit of morning perspective there from Eric Birch, our Monday morning motivation, a special Veterans Day edition. And Eric, we appreciate what you do, man, and we hope you have a great day.
Absolutely. You guys have a blessed week. We'll talk to you next week.
There you go. It's Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate with your Monday morning motivation.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You ever go online and try to diagnose your illness or a bump or a spot or something that just popped up on your body? You go online to try to figure it out.
Yeah, you go like to WebMD and then you can like start picking like where it hurts. They have like a picture of the body and you start clicking where it hurts.
Yes.
I love it.
They say 43% of people admit that they have convinced themselves that they have a serious disease after they've Googled something and tried to figure out what was going on.
And I'm sure doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals from all over love this.
Oh, we're worse now than we've ever been.
Self-diagnosed, yes.
Well, what's going on? Well, I believe I have.
Yeah. Well, I Googled it.
Yeah. I bet they hear it all the time.
They do, I'm sure.
It's pretty crazy. My mother just told me just sometime last week, because Leslie was having a moment and it might have been a little bit of anxiety. And then when she started to have that and her blood pressure spiked a little bit, she started reading about all these, this variety of diseases that she might have, which only causes you to panic even more.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, you need to take her phone.
Don't block those sites where she can't look up what's wrong with her.
Because legit, we do it all the time.
It does. And it seems like you have every single symptom.
Yeah, and I think they write it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you were to go to a real doctor, they'd be able to pretty much diagnose you very quickly. Oh, no, it's not going to be that.
Right.
But the idea behind the web stuff is they want to make sure it's all encompassing. That way we all have everything. Like I could have a lower backache and I'm convinced I have liver damage or kidney disease.
Right.
I could have a little bit of a fever and it's some type of a tumor.
Right. Yeah, I know. I kind of do the same thing.
I would assume, because only 43% of people are admitting they've convinced themselves of this, that number has to be higher than
that. It seems kind of low, doesn't it?
I think so.
Wow.
What's the craziest disease you believe you've had?
I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of them I've thought I've had.
Because if you
mostly mental.
No, I know. If you have any type of anxiety like I have, and then you go and start reading stuff like that,
right,
it'll drive you nuts. I went in one time to a doctor's appointment. God, it's been almost 20 years now. But I went in and I was like, I'm having some issues. I thought it was with my breathing, and mm-hmm. they took my blood pressure, but I have doctor anxiety.
And it made it worse.
So my blood pressure spikes when I'm at the doctor.
They know that's going to happen.
No.
They have to know that's going to happen.
This is even different, though, because mine spiked so hard, they had me go lay in a dark room at the doctor's office, which only makes you freak out more. And then they come in with those electrodes, and they make me lift up my shirt. And they're putting electrodes around my heart.
You thought that they were going to do one of those things of where they shock your heart.
Yeah, like that. So then it jacked it up even more because now I've got stuff attached to me. I mean, there's no way. Just knock me out. Will you just knock me out and then analyze me? Don't let me lay here with these things hooked up to me.
Thinking the worst.
Because then they sent me off. I think they sent me off to the emergency room.
Really?
Yeah, the doctor's like, I'll get him out of here.
So you think you're having a heart attack.
And by the time I got there, guess what? The anxiety had calmed me down and I was okay. But in that moment, laying in a dark room with electrodes attached to your heart, you think it's the end.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Again, honoring our veterans on our Facebook page. You can go and check that out this morning.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
You all right?
Yeah, I got really close to the mic accidentally.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So for me, with headphones on my head, that was a little bit loud.
I apologize.
For those of you who had your car radio at a moderate level, well, she apologizes.
Again, I apologize.
She apologizes for your
for
speakers.
Yelling.
I posted a deal on my Instagram story, and the reason I want you to go look at this is because I need honesty.
Oh, well, you've got your person right in front of you.
Have you noticed that denim on denim is okay?
Yes, and I used to think it was not.
Because it wasn't. Forever, it wasn't okay.
But I do like it, especially if it's different color denims. I think it's really cool. Like some black denim jeans with like a blue denim jacket. That's cute.
It is.
I like it.
So could I wear that now? Could I pull off?
Could you pull what?
Could I pull off denim on denim?
It just depends on the outfit.
If it was all the same color, could I pull off denim and denim on denim?
No, never.
Not going to happen.
No.
Well, let me show you what Brittany Aldean wore the other day, and I want you to give me an honest
That's
judgment.
Brittany Aldean.
I'm just asking for an honest judgment. She has on a jumpsuit. It's almost like an Elvis-style jumpsuit, denim on denim. It's all denim.
I'm going to say I think she looks good in anything she wears, but if I put that sucker on, we would laugh for hours. I may just get it just for fun.
If you roll into the Nutrition Hub on Wednesday wearing this.
No, I don't think they're going to go for that.
So there's rules.
I think there's rules.
There's exceptions.
I think celebrities get all the exceptions, though.
Not all celebrities. Like she does because she's all made up.
Right.
What if I rolled in an outfit like that?
I
feel like I was going to go paint.
It does look like she's in a denim painting outfit, like a denim painting jumpsuit.
So what I did was, there is a photo, and I haven't done denim on denim since probably the 90s. Because back then I thought it was okay.
Right.
If I wore the opposite.
You thought a lot of stuff was okay in the 90s.
Well, and that's an issue. And as a matter of fact, when I go back and look at pictures from a few years ago, I think, well, I thought that was okay then, and it's not now. But I have a deal on my Instagram story. It's a poll. Who wore it better?
Oh,
Brittany Aldean from just a couple of days ago, or me from 1995.
Wait, you have something, you have you up?
Hang on. Yeah, it's my denim on denim. I'm set for a street fight.
Why do you have on knee pads? You a volleyball player?
I'm set for a street fight.
You have knee pads on the outside of your jeans.
But I was about to have a street fight.
Who does that? You're in a ring. Where's the street?
No, we called it a street fight. It was a Louisville street fight at the Louisville Gardens in Louisville, Kentucky. So the idea is I probably weigh less than Brittany Aldean in this picture.
Which is really skinny.
My hair is almost the same color as Brittany Aldean and maybe a little bit longer. And I'm wearing denim on denim. Who wore it better? It's up on my Instagram story right now. Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
HuntFest 2019. KFIN. And D&W Outdoors. We're teaming up and we have over $6,000 worth of prizes to give away. 7 prize packs. It's an awesome giveaway. And the deal is you're listening for the D&W Sounds of Hunt Fest. Listen all day. When you hear that, you'll have the chance to become an instant finalist. It's Hunt Fest 2019 with D&W Outdoors and K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Miley Cyrus. So she was hospitalized for a tonsil issue last month, and while she was there, she found out that there was another issue with her vocal cords, which she had had for years, but she had no idea. So she found out she was going to have surgery before the end of the year, and that the recovery process would include several weeks of silence. So she's not going to be able to say anything. And now she's healing because she actually underwent the vocal cord surgery. Wow. So recording, performing, all of that is on hold right now for Miley Cyrus.
Last night was the People's Choice Awards, and Jennifer Aniston was one of the people who was honored. There were a lot of winners, but they honored Gwen Stefani for fashion. Mm-hmm. They honored Jennifer Aniston for basically being just a people's icon, because she really is. When you watch the video clip, yeah, they showed all the different versions of Jennifer Aniston we've seen over the years. She goes up to accept the award. Adam Sandler, who's a good friend of hers, actually did the induction. And Jennifer thanked everybody, thanked the fans, and of course, thanked her friends.
When I first heard that I had won this Icon Award, first thing I thought was, have I been around this long? It turns out I have. But if I have any claim to this word icon, it's only because I was able to be on an iconic show with an iconic cast and an iconic haircut. Thank you for being on this journey with me. I love you guys. So thank you for sticking by me.
The cool thing about her is she really is timeless.
I was going to say, and we love you.
Yeah. Seems so awesome mm-hmm. at what she does. If you want to check out Jennifer Aniston and her acceptance speech, all the sweetness that she was able to display last night, you can do that this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Gotcha Gossip on Pink. So like you said, the People's Choice Awards were on last night, and Pink received the People's Champion Award for her activism, and she used her speech time to basically urge the rest of us to get involved. And this is what she said.
I am a derelict from Doylestown, and I have managed to change a little part in my little world. There is so much to be done. I don't care about your politics. I care about your kids. I care about decency and humanity and kindness. Kindness today is an act of rebellion. There are people that don't have what you have. Help them get it. There is a planet that needs help. It feels good to help. It feels powerful to help. Stop fighting each other and help each other.
We have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
8:33 in Kfine Country.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I mentioned early in the show today that I'm kind of on an eating spree, and I blame the weather.
Really?
I would like to blame the weather for the fact that we decided to do gumbo over the weekend over rice.
Do you have any left?
I do, and it's good.
You should bring some.
It was real good because I made a ton of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize I was making so much. Pinto beans on the menu.
Yum.
Chili on the menu. Taco soup on the menu. Larger clothes being ordered.
Right. Just wear a cardigan.
Because, that looks good on me.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things I can't wear.
A cardigan. Like Mr. Rogers?
Look at me in that.
That would be awesome.
I'm so limited on my fashion choices.
Are you?
Yeah, and this is something, and it's true. It is. Because if I were to come in here and I were to wear something like that and post a picture, every single person who's ever seen me in their lives would think it's funny.
Yeah, they would. 100%.
So, anyway.
Up your Instagram game and go buy a cardigan.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm going to get you one.
I've already upped my game by doing denim on denim.
A red one.
A red cardigan.
Yeah, for Christmas.
I saw the trailer again this weekend for that Mr. Rogers movie.
Oh, I want to go see it. It's like November 22nd,
yeah,
I think.
And they're talking like, this is the movie that the world needs right now.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
It does.
I just wonder if it's going to be a success at the box office.
I hope it is.
I do too, but I just don't know. Like, it's not dinosaurs. It's not superheroes.
Yeah, it's almost like a certain demographic maybe that wants to go see it.
Like
because
our age.
They grew up with it, yeah.
And maybe a little bit older. But like if we were to say, hey, Kai, let's go watch the Mr. Rogers movie, because it's behind the scenes mm-hmm. of Mr. Rogers too. So it shows him on the set of the TV show, but like the real Fred Rogers trying to help kids. I just don't know if kids get into that.
I think they would. You might have to force them to go, but once they get in there and watch it, I think it'll be good.
You think so? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks, is he one of the best actors, if not the best?
Even when you're watching the trailer, you don't realize it's Tom Hanks.
Right.
Yeah.
There's something weird about mm-hmm. it. If you haven't seen it, I think it's called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It's coming out around Thanksgiving. Speaking of Thanksgiving, though, Thanksgiving foods that people hate. They say a lot of people go to a Thanksgiving meal and they pretend like they like foods that they really hate. The number one food that they hate is canned cranberry sauce.
See, I like the canned one.
See, I do too. And actually, I will buy that. I'll buy a couple of cans of it, and there will not be another person in our family that eats it.
Really?
Yeah, it's just me. Hmm. I like the whole can with all the wrinkles.
Yeah, the wrinkles, yeah.
Green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Another one of my favorite things. People don't like that. How do you not like that?
I don't know. It's pretty good.
Green beans, French onions, and like cream of mushroom soup.
Well,
I'm not real sold on the sweet potatoes or the sweet potato casserole.
It's good. Sometimes it's like dessert.
That's number three on the list of things people pretend to like but really don't like. Number four, pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't really a fan of that.
I like it if there's whipped cream.
Oh, I'm telling you, the best pie I've ever had is my wife's grandmother's pie. She makes a pumpkin pie that is to die for.
Hmm.
My favorite pie of all time, Meemaw's pie. And then there's turkey. A lot of people don't like turkey, but we eat it because it's like what we're supposed
to eat.
Right,
it's Thanksgiving.
So there you go. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Buy the cardigans, buy the bigger clothes, and get ready for the holiday season / eating season.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a wild story happening on Wheel of Fortune.
What?
And I know that sounds crazy. Wild and Wheel of
Drama?
Fortune? Because and my grandmother is 96, right? I don't know if she's still watching Wheel of Fortune actively, but up until a few years ago, she was. And you'd call Nana. Hey, Nana, what are you doing? And for whatever reason, I would always call in the evening. And it was that early evening time. And her standard response, if I ever called during that show, was, I'm watching Pat and Vanna.
Yeah.
Because Pat and Vanna have literally been on that show for most of our lives, if not all of our lives.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're still doing Wheel of Fortune, still doing new episodes. And Pat Sajak had to undergo emergency surgery. He had a blocked intestine.
Oh, my goodness.
And last week he had to go in for surgery. So they got somebody to fill in and fill in for his role as the host.
Well, who filled in?
Vanna White.
Really?
So she went from being the letter turner to the host of the show, which I think is wild because it's such a drastic flip from what we've seen our whole lives.
You would think, though, she might have everything memorized. She's done the show so many times that maybe it was almost easy for her.
They say beginning next month, those are going to make the air. So it's a kind of special lineage here, a special run of Wheel of Fortune with Vanna White as the host.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Not only was my celebrity crush and best friend on the People's Choice Awards last night.
Oh, she's your best friend now.
Jana Kramer was there.
Mm-hmm.
Also in country music, Blake Shelton was there and Kelsey Ballerini. And Kelsey performed her brand new song, Club, on stage. Really bright and cool performance. She also released the brand new official music video, which is basically the story of the song is she doesn't want to go to the clubs where all the drama happens. She wants to get her girl group and kind of chill at home. And that's what the video is all about. If you haven't heard Kelsey's new song, Club, this is what it sounds like.
I don't want to go.
Check out the official music video, Kelsey Ballerini and Club. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
It was just announced that Thomas Rhett will be performing at the American Music Awards on November 24th. He's nominated for Favorite Male Artist. Now get this, other country nominations include Luke Combs with 3 nominations, Dan and Shay with 3, Lil Nas X with 5.
Come on now.
Billy Ray Cyrus with 4, Carrie Underwood with 2, and Kane Brown with 2. But the nominations are based on fan interactions, album and digital song sales, radio airplay, streaming, social activity, and touring. So there's a lot that goes with it. But the American Music Awards are voted entirely by fans, so I think that that's pretty cool. And the show will be broadcast live from the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles on November 24th on ABC.
If you go to the blog today, you're going to find Jason Aldean. He's doing the Veterans Day Challenge with the V on his palm. And also, we've just posted Kane Brown's video honoring the military for the song Homesick. This is one of those videos that a couple of weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago, I watched it and I got emotional. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't Veterans Day. So you might want to watch this today. And essentially, you see soldiers reuniting with their family in the video. And for whatever reason, it makes me cry every single time.
Homesick, This feeling that I'm feeling, though we don't quit. It's like half of me is missing. Heaven knows it, that all I wanna do is be alone with your brown eyes.
Something about seeing a high school student go crazy when his dad walks into the classroom.
Goodness, yes.
You know? Oh, it's gonna make me cry right now.
Maybe that's the damn truth. If home is where the heart is, I'm homesick for you.
You can check out that special video right there, Kane Brown. A great song for Veterans Day. You can check it out on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
We also want to thank our veterans who have some paid the ultimate sacrifice. Many have sacrificed and left home and left families to go and fight for our country. We appreciate that sacrifice. And today on our social media, we're asking you to go there and tag the veteran in your life, somebody you know, somebody who's in your family, a friend, whatever the case may be, and allow everybody to see who has gone out there and protected our country.
Just go to facebook.com/KFIN1079.
All right, Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Tonight, the San Francisco 49ers host the Seattle Seahawks. Dancing with the Stars, this is pretty cool. It is boy band and girl group night. So it's Joey Fatone from NSYNC and Emma from Baby Spice are going to be there and guest judges. And then the six remaining celebrities, James Vanderbeek, Lauren Elena, Allie Brooke, Kel Mitchell, Hannah B., and Sean Spicer.
Wow.
The Voice is also on tonight. The top 20 perform in the live playoffs.
And that includes Mary Beth Byrd tonight.
Tonight's schedule also includes All-American, 911, Prodigal Son, Bluff City Law, and The Good Doctor.
And we hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.